Judaism 101 is that we say Al Anisim on Chanukah. That much we all know, says Shulchan Aruch, during the 8 days of Chanukah, you say Al Anisim in benching and in Shmoneh Esrei. Judaism 102 is that if you forget Al Anisim in benching or in Shmoneh Esrei, Ein Machzir Noso. You don't go back, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, very easy. Mishnah Berurah explains, because Al Anisim is not Doraisa, the whole concept is the Rabbanan, of course, and therefore, if you forget it, you don't go back. So now comes the great question. You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You're up to bowed up to Al Anisim towards the end of davening, and all of a sudden the Chazan starts Chazar Sashatz. You have a choice. You can either continue to say Al Anisim with the Kavanas that you're having them with in all your davening, and if that's the case, you're going to miss Kedusha with the Tzibur. Or you could delete, omit, skip Al Anisim, finish up quickly, get up to the Hiratzon, and answer Kedusha. You have about 30 seconds, depending on how fast the guy reads, I don't know, maybe a minute, from start to that. You could really time it. Al Anisim is the determinant. Should you skip Al Anisim in this case or not? No? Anyone? Kedusha is really important.
But you can be Yotza the Kedusha.
Daven faster. I want to address that. Joel, I'm 1,000% with you. Daven faster.
You're good company.
The problem is that it's just me and you. Most of the world does know how to daven quicker. They daven with kavanas that only you and I wish we could achieve. I wish I could achieve, yeah? But for those of us who can't go faster, majority of people, they can. They daven, they say every word. I don't know what's this business about saying every word, but they say every word. And so if they say every word, then how are they gonna make it to the end? They're not. They either have to skip. Al Anisim's a chunk. Al Anisim on Chanukah is a chunk. You know, you skip it, you gain yourself an extra 30 seconds. Yeah, no? Joel, you can make it or not. So no, you say, what do we say? Al Anisim. So Reb Eliezer Deutsch, a prominent Hungarian Rav who died in 1912, writes like this. Pshita, it's obvious. The Afal Gav the Al Anisim Irak the Rabbanan. Even though Al Anisim is the Rabbanan, Mikol Makom Ein LeMitzvah Ela Mikomo V'Shaito. Right now, what's your mitzvah? This second, as you get up to Al Anisim. To say Al Anisim, say quickly. Look, you say quickly, call a kavod. Most people can't even read the words of Al Anisim. We have to thump first through it. So right now your mitzvah is what? To say Al Anisim. What's going to happen afterwards? You're going to miss Kedusha. It's not your problem right now. He says it's the same thing for a bris mila. Bris mila in those days, you needed hot water to do the bris mila, otherwise the baby would die. If let's say hot water spills out before the bris on Shabbos, what should you do? Says the halacha, the Ran says, based on the Gemara, you should give the kid a bris, and then at that point, you'll heat up hot water, because now the baby is in the sakana. You shouldn't not do the bris, because maybe you're going to later on need to heat up hot water. The mitzvah right now is to do what? To do the bris. If the kid gets sick that you need hot water, heat up the hot water. You can't worry about it. He says like this, Vimkein ochanami b'shasa miris awanisim, Ain kanshum iser. There's no iser about like kedusha or anything. Ma'akar kach, and lo yuchal asis kedusha. If you can't do kedusha, harigam ken yaserak kafi muto of. What are you supposed to do at that point? Quiet, and you listen to kedusha. Everything has its proper time, and therefore proper time is right now to say Al-Nisim. Finished. That is the opinion of the Pri Asodeh, the Rebbe Eliezer Deutsch. The Shevet Alevi has a very similar question and a very similar answer. He says, let's say, makes it a little bit trickier, it's a Yalev V'Yavo situation. And you're about to finish Shmoneh Esrei, and you realize, oh, shoot, I forgot to say Yalev V'Yavo. Now, you say, phew, I'm right before Yiratzon at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. All I need to go back is to Ritzei. Only need to turn the page one page back. Ritzei, phew, I don't have to start again. And at that moment, the Chazan says, Baruch Atah, and he starts his Chazar Sashatz. If you go back to Ritzei, you're going to miss Kedusha. If you say Yiratzon Imrei Fiv Egyon and end your Shmoneh Esrei having missed Yalev Yavo, you'll be able to do Kedusha with the Chazan, and then when right after Kedusha, what do you have to do? Start the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei again. So what should you do? Says the Shevet Alevi.
brachas. Huh? You don't want 18 brachas.
Says the Shevet HaLevi, you don't want 18 brachas to be lo yigram lebracha esh'ein etzricha. He writes, you don't want to cause extra brachas. Therefore, he says, go back to Ritzei. You're going to lose Kedusha. The same idea. Right now, it's incumbent upon you to go back to Ritzei. That's what you got to do. You can't start making cheshbonos about Kedusha. So, so far, we're two for two.
What is this losing Kedusha thing? Because the Shliat Sefer,
yes.
He has in mind, he says...
Correct, and it's Shomei Ka'ona. Well, correct, correct. But it's not doing it yourself. It's not the same.
It's not as good.
Correct. So this, so you're in agreement, but so far you got two for two on your side. Shita number three on your side is the Mishnas Yosef. Mishnas Yosef writes like this, Shev V'altase Odif. It's better not to do anything crazy. Right now your job is to do Alanisim. Don't start playing games. He then cites the Chazon Ish, who asks a third similar question. Listen to this one. You're at the end of Shmona Esrei, and it's Shachris. Shachris at the end of Shmona Esrei, Ashkenaz and Sfarad both says Sim Shalom. But if you say Sim Shalom, you're not going to finish in time for Chazaras Hashatz to your Kedusha. Should you input Shalom Rav by Shachris? No one does this, but you say it by Mincha. Should you say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom? Shalom Rav is shorter, right? 20, 10 less words or whatever it is. Yeah? So you're going to make, if you say Shalom Rav, you'll make Kedusha. If you say Sim Shalom, you're not going to make Kedusha. What should you do? So the Chazon Ish originally told someone you should flip it and say Shalom Rav. Then he told Rav Chaim Kanievsky years later, no, don't do that. So the Mishnah Yosef says you go with the latter opinion, and it's the same idea. Because the rabbi set up a certain language, Shachris, you're supposed to say Sim Shalom. That's it. You can't start playing games and say, well, I think Kedusha is more important. It may be, but for you to start flipping around the Nusach over here, he says, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, three for three, say the same pshat. Comes along with Sefer Rosh Aryeh, cited in Gamani Odcha, Rav Gabei. I'm not sure if it's Rosh Aryeh is. I tried to find, I'm not sure which Rosh Aryeh. There were two Rosh Aryehs in the 1800s. I couldn't find in either of their svarim. But Rav Matisyo Gabei, Gadol in Eretz Yisrael, says you should skip Alanisim to say Kedusha in our case. And he says, you know why? He says the whole reason not to skip Alanisim is because Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. The reason why you should not skip it is right now it's incumbent upon you to do Alanisim. Once you do Alanisim, you say, I'm in the middle of Alanisim, Osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah from Kedusha. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to do Alanisim now. He says, but you don't say that. Alanisim, listen to this alumnus, Alanisim and Kedusha are the same mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To daven a proper Shmon Esrei. So which is more important in this Shmon Esrei? Kedusha or Alanisim? Kedusha, because it's Kedusha. Alanisim, if you forget it, you don't go back. So therefore, he says, it's all the same mitzvah. You can't tell me, oh, I'm busy with Alanisim now, I don't have to do Kedusha. No, no, no. They're the same mitzvah of Shmon Esrei. Right now, which part of the mitzvah should you do? You should do Kedusha. That's shita number one that goes against this. Shita number two that says you should skip Alanisim is the Yabia Omer, Rav Avadi Yosef, cites Rav Tzemach Tzedek. He says, you know why? According to the Zohar, this is above my pay grade, Zohar says, Kedusha is the Oraisa. How can it be the Oraisa? Right, the Oraisa, Pasuk says, Mnikdashni Besoch B'nei Yisrael. The Zohar says, Kedusha is the Oraisa. Kedusha is the Oraisa, Alanisim is the Rabbanan. It's an easy choice. Chuck Alanisim, go to Kedusha, which is the Oraisa. Shita number three, you'll like this the most. You know why you should skip Alanisim? Dude, Joel, you said this a little bit. You were, not exactly what you were saying, but close enough. He says, do an abridged version of Alanisim.
I didn't know I said that.
It's close. I heard you say something. He says, do quick. No, what's the Alanisim? What's the main point? What's the main point of Alanisim? He says like this. Alanisim, who allowed to say Alanisim, shasi solavosenu bayimim ayim bazman hazeh. That's it. That's the thing. So just say, brilliant answer. So Rav Roth in the Ayim Mekachumi writes, just say that one phrase, then fly to the rest of Shmon Esrei, get up to Kedusha by the time of Kedusha, and all is good in Klal Yisrael. What do you say? What does that mean? Okay, perfect. And then everything is great. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Paskins, Halacha Maisa, the final word, don't skip Alanisim. I think that's the standard psak. Don't skip Alanisim. I would tell you, like Joel said, the simplest answer out of all of this. No, just daven a little bit faster. Don't skip any words, but daven a little bit faster and everything will be great. Shkoyach.